self simultaneously. As far as the identity of the living
being, 1st November, class in Goshala.
There are a number of speculations and misgivings. The materialist does not believe in the existence of the spirit self. An empiric philosophers believe in the impersonal feature of the whole spirit without individuality of the living being. But the transcendentalist affirms that the soul and the super soul are two different identities, qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. There are many other theories, but all these different speculations are at once cleared off as soon as Sri Krishna is realized in truth by the process of Bhakti Yoga. Sri Krishna is like the sun, and the materialistic speculations about the absolute truth are like the darkest midnight. As soon as the Krishna sun is arisen within one's heart, the darkness of materialistic speculations about the absolute truth and the living beings is at once cleared off.
Now there is a sloka, somewhere in Chaitra Chaitra Vita Chaitra Bhagavat, Bengali, which in the Bengali back to Hare, they say, in English also say some. Who can tell what he said about Krishna is compared to the sun, living is compared to this, and when you are in the sun, there is, you can see yourself and see the God, something like that. Who will tell the sloka? Radha, tu hi bhai. Anuga? Krishna? Tapa? Tapa? You tell it distinctly and loudly, so everybody chant.
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka Ya Krishna Tahanahi Maya Radhika.
Anybody can tell it in English? What is the translation or whatever get to it, right? Krishna is like the sun. And Nesan is like darkness.
Darkness.
Wherever there is sun, like Krishna, there is no darkness, no Nesan. Is that clear?
Yes.
Everybody nodding head. Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Huh? Yes?
Yes.
Hey, yad rata nahi? Krishna is like the sun. The sun is high. That's this example. The sun is there, no darkness, no man in the bush. No, he's out. You can see. If you in the bush, you can see. In the darkness, you can see. So you can see the sun, and you can see yourself. But if there is no sun, you cannot see yourself in the darkness. Can you? Is that clear? Because, in other words, when we see God, we also see ourselves. You cannot see God, sometimes you don't know. Isn't it? If there is no, suppose no light, you cannot see yourself. When the light is there, you can see the light, you can see yourself. That is our philosophy. Is that everybody clear?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Not yet. Means yes.
The materialists, they cannot even understand themselves.
Because they are nut case. We are not nut. কিসেকে দেখেছ আমাদের টনি ব্লেয়ার ইউ ক্যান হিয়ার ইভেন দ্য বার্ডস আর চ্যান্টিং দ্য হোলি নেম দো উই আর নট লিবার্টেড টু রিয়েলাইজ দ্যাট দে আর চ্যান্টিং বাট দে আর চ্যান্টিং লিবার্টেড সোল দে আর সেইং কে কা কে কা হোয়ার ইজ কৃষ্ণ হোয়ার ইজ রাধারানী বাট মে বি উই আর নট অল চ্যান্টিং Where is Krishna? Where is Radha? The Goswami is chanting. We may be chanting, maybe something, or sense object we are attached to, which I don't want to say. It depends on different person.
How you know?
I know nothing, but Prabhupada knows I am repeating. Listen. Bhojaache. Is that clear?
Yes.
Digested or only eating? Don't only eat, digest it, then eat more. If too much eat, then can't digest. What is the use? Make sense? Huh? Because it doesn't make sense. জগন্নাথ কি বলছো তোমার কি এই কি অবস্থা হয়েছে জামা কাপড় এরকম কেন তোমার শুনছি তুমি পয়সা উপায় করো তোমার বাড়িতে লোকে থাকে প্রভুপাত ওয়ান এভরিবডি গুড ড্রেস ইউ ডোন্ট হ্যাভ ধটি না গুড অন ধটি ইট অ্যাফেক্টস আওয়ার কনসিয়াসনেস ট্রাই ওয়ের ইট ইস ইউ ক্যান্ট হেল্প ইট গোয়িং আউটসাইড মে বি বাস ট্রাম Everybody? Yes. Good. 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 Any question? Any comment?
Okay. In the presence of the sun, the darkness cannot stand. And the relative truths that were hidden within the
sun. It is just under the sun, sometimes there is no shade at all. So if you strictly follow what Krishna said, what pure devotee said, you will find no darkness. Comparison.
Yeah, exactly
under the sun you find no shade. So in other words, in total follow what Krishna said and what the pure devotee is saying, Prabhupada, you will find no darkness, no mind. If all our senses, including mind, soul, everything engaged in Krishna 24 hours, we can feel we are with Krishna. Otherwise, we are with Krishna, but we are not feeling it. Isn't it? Otherwise, why you are committing offense knowingly? Doesn't it make sense? Because, huh? Is that, you agree or not agree?
Yes. Yes.
Sadhu ko jai ho. India, Sadhu in India has got beard, jata. But no, he's gone. No hips. Sometimes you have to have something like that. You become too grave then.
In the presence of the sun, the darkness cannot stand. Mm-hmm. And the relative truths that were hidden within the dense darkness of ignorance become clearly manifested by the mercy of Krishna, who is residing in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.11, the Lord says that in order to show special favor to his pure devotees, he personally eradicates the dense darkness of all by switching on the light of pure knowledge within the heart of a devotee.
Therefore, who can tell the sloka how Krishna darkness removes with a shining lamp, removes the darkness? Any sloka from Bhagavad Gita, I will give some indication. Chapter 10, the seed verse 4, last verse, what is it saying? Because?
I destroy the
What is the slope?
Darkness ball of ignorance with the shining lamp of knowledge.
What is the slope? I tell slowly but distinctly and everybody chant with guitar. No? Oh. Don't show. Close. You want to see how who knows and who does not know. You close. How do you see? Hey, listen. Now tell. Hmm? What is this? Tell. No? Forgot. Okay, last line, others say, everybody say. No, I don't like it, it's not good for me, you can tell. Tesham.
Tesham.
Satata yuktanam. Tesham evanu kampartham.
Tesham evanu kampartham.
Aham.
Aham.
Agyana.
Agyana.
Jang.
Jang.
Tamaha.
Tamaha.
Then?
Naswami,
Atma, Bhavastho,
Gyanadipena,
Vasuta. What MBA will do, huh? You tell me. You don't know the sloka, what is the use of your big qualification stamp? প্রদ্যুম্ন আমি বলতে পারো এই শ্লোকটা শ্লোক মুখস্থ করো কিছু কিছু ভগবদ্গীতা পড়ো তুমি বলতে পারো না these four are the six verses. Who knows all these four verses? Anybody? No? No good. You know?
No.
Visakha? Learn from Gita. Not very good, you know? Who will tell? Krishna is telling. Who is a pure devotee? How do you know Krishna is telling who is a pure devotee? Here, the second verse, 9-1. Tell anybody? Who knows? No, nah, I don't, not you. Not you. Other. Jagannath, bolo. Kya sikha tum? Kya karta brajavasi ban kya beep state? Doing business and making money? Nonsense. You must learn all these verses no, by now. How long you are in here? Tell me. In Vrindavan. Huh? 3.5 years. You remember 3.5 sloka of Bhagavad Gita? Important? It's no good. How many sloka you know, Gita? Bhagavad Gita. I have got some number of sloka. I think our year has got. I selected. If you cannot remember, at least this many and some of the 2 stars, 3 stars must know. Acha, how many of you know Krishna's most confidential instruction? I'm telling. Chapter 18, verse 2.
62.
Who knows these 2 verses? Just raise hand. I'll let you see. Only these few. This is very shame. Acha, Pradyumna. Tu bola.
I know only one.
তুই বলো প্রথম ভার্সটা
দুটোর মধ্যে
হ্যাঁ টেল মি দ্য মোস্ট কনফিডেন্ট নো মোর না মোস্ট কনফিডেন্সিয়াল ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ কৃষ্ণ টু অর্জুন ইন ভগবদ গীতা দ্য টু ভার্সেস আই গিভ মোর দেন দ্যাট আই ওয়ান্ট টু এভরিওয়ান ইভেন সাইলেন্ট কমপ্লিট Now, this is shame, I tell you. This is shame, you know. You don't know most confidently you have become a bhakta so many years. What is the value? You don't know most confidential knowledge Krishna is telling. You should always remember Krishna. You cannot remember Krishna's form. Every day coming to Mangala Arati, I ask somebody, tell what you always think of Manmanabha. I always think of nonsense, vague answers. Not distinctly stated. You should tell, I should think of the form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar form with a peacock feather, with this sort of dress, with this detail. That is successful. You always meditate. Or, Maharaj Ambari is saying, like your lotus feet, as a swan of my mind. You have to tell something very clearly what you are thinking. If not, at least meditate on some verses, important verses of Bhagavad Gita. There is also meditating on Krishna's form, beauty, past and Krishna's form. So, love and devotion. This is the most confidential love.
Therefore, because of the personality of Godhead taking charge of...
So, next day, I have class. Can I expect that almost all of you can tell that sloka or at least the meaning? Huh? Yes or no, Pastor?
Yes.
Otherwise, this is I am spending my time. I don't see any result. And next time I won't give class. This is very important, Krishna Katha.
No, Ramanuja Prabhu has all the list.
But tomorrow only 2 verses. These two confidential.
Don't listen. At least this one.
At least two.
Most confidential.
Chapter 18, 65 and 66.
You don't know. And you are bragging, I am disciple of me and nobody is, everybody is Guru. I may be Guru, but Krishna's Guru. I don't know, you may be Guru of the material world. What is the use of learning so much big thing of Maharaj? You don't know the very basic ABC. You know? I said. That's why I said. When they came to interview me, I said, my base is Prabhupada's instruction. First, I must be Prabhupada's instruction. And the breeze of others may come and go in through my window, and I'm smelling. I have to be strictly what Prabhupada said for me. Other thing I can, I will do. First, save ourselves, then think of the love of God. If you don't save yourself, what is the love of God? Tell me. That is my understanding of Prabhupada. I have nothing against anybody, neither for anybody. You must follow Prabhupada. Without following Prabhupada, how can you jump into the... Yes or no? Tell me. Right or no?
Therefore, because of the personality of Godhead taking charge of illuminating the heart of his devotee, certainly a devotee engaged in his service in transcendental love cannot remain in darkness. He comes to know everything of the absolute and the relative truth. The devotee cannot remain in darkness, and because the devotee is enlightened by the personality of Godhead, his knowledge is certainly perfect. This is not the case for those who speculate on the absolute truth by dint of their own limited power of approach. Perfect knowledge is called parampara or deductive knowledge, coming down from the authority to the submissive oral.
What is the word in Sanskrit or Bengali? Whatever. One is descending process, one is ascending process. One is Arho Pantha, one is Abraho Pantha. So, do not tell now. Just raise hand. Now tell, which Pantha we follow, which path we follow? Out of these two, he tells. Huh? Descending. Who will explain? Padduna Balu, descending process is key? It can explain. Let me see.
Descending means
sadhu, welcome. Two of them, I want to see what comes out of the bush.
We feel ourselves too low. We don't show that we are great or something.
I have enough of you. Now, actually ascending process, actually descending process. Which process we follow? Hey, nobody. Time is running out. No, not me. You are following descending process. Amra kon process follow kori? Ascending or descending? You know? No. At least you are honest. You should know. Amra descending process follow kori. Thik. Bolache. Krishna ji. Descending process ta ki? Can you explain? No. Dehi, Pradyumna. That is the bushman tell.
we show ourselves, or a Vaishnava, they feel that they are as good as grass, even less than that.
No beating in the bush. No beating in the bush.
Even parampara prapti, so what we have got from our from Krishna or then and parampara, we follow that one. That's the descending process.
Amader parampara kothar theke ke bolbe? Amader parampara Bhagwaner porei ke peyeche jeta theke amra pacchi ke gyan niyeche. ভগবান বলছে আমি এই চারজনকে প্রথমে জ্ঞান দিয়েছি। হ্যাঁ, ভগবানের সঙ্গে জ্ঞান তার সঙ্গে, এটা আমাদের একটা সম্প্রদায় আছে ওই ভগবানের ওইখান থেকে, পরেই কাকে দিয়েছে চার থেকে আস্তে আস্তে আমাদের কাছে এসছে ডিসেন্ড করে। এটা কি কে লেখা আছে শাস্ত্রে? Again, Padduna, কে আমাদের আমাদের এই আমাদের গুরু পরম্পরার প্রথম কে? একদম ভগবানের পরেই কে প্রথম?
Brahma.
Our voice is not.
Don't tell when Brahma is not telling you.
Brahma.
No deep. Brahma. अब ये सब जानता हूँ कि तुम्हें जान लेते हैं तो भक्त तो ये दिखता है कि लाभ अच्छा मेमोरी डाउन अच्छा ये लोग की मेमोरी डाउन ना कि बंदर योर फ्रेंड
और डाउन डिसेंडिंग मेमोरी
मेमोरी डिसेंडिंग
Such knowledge is called parampara, or deductive knowledge coming down from the authority to the submissive. Or
others are also descending from other planets again. Go ahead.
Deductive knowledge coming down from the authority to the submissive oral receiver, who is bona fide by service and surrender. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme and know Him also at the same time. He reserves the right...
Hey, hey, ki descending Kulu Manali, kaha se, Ravan ka... Yes, huh? Hey, dekho, he's descending. Huh? Where you come from now? Where have you been so long? Itna din kaha tha, Kulu Manali chala gaya?
No, from Uttarakhand.
Uttarakhand, Uttarakhand. उत्तराखंड में कौन सी जगह
अबव हरिद्वार और इसी के
रुद्रप्रयाग
नो नो
उत्तरकाशी गुप्तकाशी हेवी डिसेंडिंग हाई अप डाउन
डिडक्टिव नॉलेज कमिंग डाउन फ्रॉम द अथॉरिटी टू द सुप्रीम ओरल रिसीवर
यू नो बद्रविशाल सेंटर देयर उधर बद्रविशाल No.
हरिद्वार में बद्रविशाल का सेंटर है ना उसका बारे
ना उसके ऊपर में भी है
100 किलोमीटर डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम
आल्बर्ट वहां से भी ऊपर में है
हां उससे भी ऊपर में व्यास
वो देखा आप व्यास गुहा का उधर
व्यास चट्टी बोलते हैं नॉट इन बद्रीनाथ प्रॉपर्ली बिलो बद्रीनाथ
अभी हम लोग जाने सकता
वहां तो काफी कठिन
है वो टंडा गुरु
हरिद्वार तक तो ठीक है
हरिद्वार तो ठीक है
उससे ऊपर काफी रास्ता भी ठीक
टाइम कमती है इनसे रूम के आने से
वन कैन वन
सेंडिंग प्रोसेस है वन तो ठंडा थे के नीचे
आशा
वन तो साउथ इंडिया लगा चुका
है अच्छा नाउ डिसेंडिंग
साउथ इंडिया
वन कैन नॉट चैलेंज द अथॉरिटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम एंड नो हिम आल्सो एट द सेम टाइम ही रिजर्व द राइट ऑफ नॉट बीइंग एक्सपोज्ड टू सच अ चैलेंजिंग स्पिरिट of an insignificant spark of the whole, a spark subjected to the control of illusory energy. The devotees are submissive, and therefore the transcendental knowledge descends from the personality of Godhead to Brahma, and from Brahma to his sons and disciples in succession. This process is helped by the supreme super soul within such devotees. That is the perfect way of learning transcendental knowledge. This enlightenment perfectly enables the devotee to distinguish spirit from matter because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. This knot is called ahankara and it falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. As soon as this knot is loosened, therefore, all the clouds of doubt are at once cleared off. One sees his master and fully engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, making a full termination of the chain of fruitive action. In material existence, a living being creates his own chain of fruitive works and enjoys the good and bad effects of those actions life after life. But as soon as he engages himself in the loving service of the Lord, he at once becomes free from the chain of karma. His actions no longer create any reaction.
So, Prabhupada, everybody, all the worlds have got different meaning, our Vibhar, our Acharyas explain. So, what? I don't tell anybody, that one just says that. So my question is, when Bhagavad Gita says about bhakti, what Prabhupada told proper word for in general, bhakti is English? Bhakti means God.
Transcendental activity.
Anubhav?
Devotional service.
Prajivasi sadhu kya kata?
Devotional service.
Bhakti English ta ki bolecho Prabhupada?
Service, love and devotion.
The word service must be there. You must do some service. Even when Prabhupada is leaving the body, we see he was still serving. He is not just simply saying, I think of Krishna. He is doing service. Because that is our eternal. Others' mood may be different. Different other acharya. Prabhupada's mood, you must do some service. Prabhupada's service is translation. So Prabhupada sometimes give different person different service. Till we die, do some service for Krishna. Krishna is like Krishna. If you do service to Krishna, Krishna will reveal everything. Of course, if it is pure mood, then better. You can go back to God. Till he died. As Krishna said, Arjuna, he didn't ask Arjuna to chant Hare Krishna. But as good as chanting Hare Krishna, what he said, now fight! He is fighting. But at the same time, he is remembering Krishna. So he said, Mam Anusara Yuddhacha. So there is a question sometimes people ask. Now I have to maintain my body, my family, my wife, my children. This is my duty. I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a politician. And when I don't have much time to do this thing. Then Krishna says to Arjuna, so you are a fighter, you fight, but at the same time, keep calm. It's not I don't have time, nobody can tell like that. Even you are taking bath, you can think of Krishna. Whatever you are doing, you can think of Krishna. You are driving car, you can have a, some tape recorder, Prabhupada's bhajan is going on, a picture. Because every moment we have to mold our life in such a way. We cannot but forget Krishna and always think about Krishna.
Yes.
Then we can be sure, most possibility, that any moment we die, we will remember Krishna and go back to God. Make sense? Doesn't it make sense? Yes. Amar jivon take amun bhabe amun ekta chhache gore tulte hobe jeno proti muhurte ami Krishna ke jane mone rakhte pari ba na bhule jai. Yes, is that clear? Because ki ami koto tapasya korchi bhalo khabo na bole je hote pare kintu jodi bhagwan ke naam rakhe je koi mon labh haridas shloka tatakim tapasya tatakim. What is the use of tapasya? If you don't do tapasya, what is the use? If you do not remember this. Okay. Any question or comment so far? What you do? Karma bandhan. Everybody is tied with the karma. Nobody can say I am free for karma. Except devotee who is rendering pure devotion, say he is not tied with the karma. Either pious or impious. Everybody outside is Krishna consciousness or outside bhakti is always in general either doing pious activity or impious, sinful activity. Yes? Yes or no? বলুন কি ঠিক কিনা, কিন্তু ভক্ত কর্মবন্ধনে লিপ্ত হচ্ছে না. হি ইজ নট কামিং ব্যাক টু দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড, হি ইজ গোয়িং আউট অফ দিস 8,400,000 স্পিসিস অফ লাইফ গ্র্যাজুয়ালি গ্র্যাজুয়ালি বিকাম ফ্রি ফ্রম হিস কর্মা. দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ডিফারেন্স. এভরিবডি হ্যাজ গট এ ডেস্টিন টাইম, ইউ লিভ 65 years, 95 years. বাট ডিভোটি স্কেজিবিল ইজ দেয়ার 65 years. হোয়েন ইজ ডুইং ডেভোশনাস ইট ক্যান বিকাম 85. That is how, that is What is a phav? That is mufat. That is, you get extra byproduct. The actual thing is developing attachment to Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's duty, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's service. Unfortunately, we have material condition, mean we are thinking ourselves, body, just like body. Now enjoying last life, he may be enjoying flying and all these things. Now he's flying, but Krishna doesn't come. But he did some devotional service or attached to Buddha, maybe coming back. Stop. He's thinking whether somebody is looking at me to kill. Very cautiously stepping, putting steps. Everybody, this is material existence, the anxiety. Who is free from anxiety? It is the devotee. That is called Bai Kunta. Bai means without. Kunta, no fear. Why? One who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda, lotus feet, Abhaya Charan. Abhaya means no fear, where my food will come, where I will sleep, where my clothes will come. No, no. Devotee hear Krishna Katha, he become disinterested. No, Krishna will arrange. Material world, if I serve somebody, he give me wages, I maintain myself, my family members, and everybody. If I work for the supreme proprietor, work for him, do I have to think of my maintenance? No. But it depends on our faith. Do we have faith? Krishna is maintaining elephant, those who are not even serving Krishna. Isn't it?
Yeah.
He won't maintain us. But nobody believes. Working hard like ass, lower than him. More than us. Over same time is coming, people will be working like, you know, so much will work hard just to earn their bread. This is modern civilization. Going to collapse. But this is real life, Krishna conscious. Whatever, wherever you may be situated, you are a street sweeper or you are a, what is called, big tycoon, a big industrialist, lot of money. Whatever it may be. You know, but if you don't know Krishna conscious, next life, nobody knows what is going to be done. Cats and dogs or whatever. But we, at least assured, rest assured, you have got good destination, at least higher birth. Next verse. Any question, any comment?
अतो वे कवयो नित्यं भक्तिं परमया मुदा वासुदेवे भगवती कुर्वन्ति आत्म प्रसादनी Translation. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to the Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight.
With great delight. Now you are serving. Are you delighted by serving whoever is serving here? Now in Vrindavan distributing, where is Ram Khilari? He is distributing here. Every day he gives me report, Maharaj, I distributed that many, that many, that many. You get so much benefit, blessing from Krishna. Very nice. Now, weekend here, so many people, morning, evening, especially. My God, you can't walk. Can distribute, whoever may be, is a novice, he can distribute it. And again, please, Prabhupada, please, Radharani, please, Krishna. You can please Krishna, what else you require? You can get anything and everything, you can please Krishna. Easy, very easy.
With great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self purpose. This speciality of devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is specifically mentioned herein. Lord Shri Krishna is the Swayam Rupa, personality of Godhead, and all other forms of Godhead, beginning from Sri Baldeva, Sankarsan, Vasudeva, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Narayan, and extending to the Purusha Avatara, Guna Avatara, Leela Avatara, Yuga Avatara, and many other thousands of manifestations of the personality of Godhead are Lord Shri Krishna's plenary portions and integrated parts. The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna is the original form of...
Anybody can tell, Krishna tell in Bhagavad Gita or Shloka, living entity is my part and parcel. Who can tell the Shloka? Anyone raise hand?
Mamai.
Bolo, bolo.
Mamai Bangsha, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuti Sanatana, Manushastra Indriyani, Prakriti Sthani Karshita.
So anybody can chant, so everybody chant with him.
Mamai Bangsha, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuti Sanatana, Manushastra Indriyani,
Prakriti. Another person, anybody chant?
Mame vansho jivaloke,
Mame vansho jivaloke,
Jiva bhute sanatana,
Jiva loke sanatana,
Sastani,
Riyani, Sastani, Riyani,
Prakriti sthani karshati,
Prakriti sthani karshati.
And then, any Mataji?
Mamai vamsho jiva loke,
Mamai vamsho jiva loke,
Jiva bhuta sanatana,
Jiva bhuta sanatana,
Manasasthani indriyani,
Manasasthani indriyani,
Sthani karshati,
Prakriti sthani karshati.
Raga? No? 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 Krishnangi? No? Krishna? Vishaka?
Mamai vamsha jiva loke, Jiva bhuta sanatana, Manasasthani indriyani, Prakriti sthani karshati.
Good. Very good. Okay.
The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna is the original form of Godhead, and He is the last word in the transcendence. Thus,
who can tell that Srimad Bhagavatam on Sloka saying, all the incarnations are only part of the God, but Krishna is the Swayam and Sure Person of God. Who can tell the Sloka? Raise hand, then I will ask. Only this way? What is Brajavasi? Hey, Gopal? No, don't know. Eater.
Ite chansa kalapunsa.
Ite chansa kalapunsa.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
Indriyadi Vyakulam Loke.
Indriyadi Vyakulam Loke.
Vidayanti Yuge Yuge.
Vidayanti Yuge Yuge.
Rasanand. Bolo.
Ete chamsa kalapumsa.
Ete chamsa kalapumsa.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
Indriyadiva kulam loka.
Indriyadiva kulam loka.
Vidayanti yuge yuge.
Vidayanti yuge yuge.
Anybody Mataji?
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam.
What is it? It's a sista. Putun dikta. Krishnastu.
Ete chamsa kalapumsa.
Ete chamsa kalapumsa. Ganer moto.
Ete chamsa kalapumsa. Krishnastu
Bhagavan Swayam.
Indriyadi Vyakulam Loke. Vidayanti Yuge Yuge.
Vishakha? No? Shri Kshetu is a Vikhata Shlok. জানতে হবে যে না আসো বললে কি আমি যা যদি এখানেই আসক্ত রইলে আমি তো ভক্তি ভক্তি করে হলে যাবো এখানেই আসতাম
Hindari Vyakulam Loke, Vedanti Yuge Yuge.
If you chant early in the morning, in India there is a tradition, all the old people, ladies, Mataji, grandmother, grandfather, so take up bath. Still my mother may be doing now. They take up bath, some near the river, Ganges or something, they'll take bath. Come back, clean themselves, sit down in front of the deity's picture, this, that, Balaji or Radha Krishna Jagannath, and read Bhagavad Gita one chapter very nicely. Without doing puja, reading Bhagavad Gita, all this, you don't drink even a glass of water. What to speak of eating something, unless disease. And because of this vow, they become make so much advancement. They may not distribute food. Foundation is very strong. Still this tradition is still in conservative family there. I know my mother still does that. She may not be following like us distributing books. She's 90 years old. See, I saw even in England, one Punjabi family, they used to invite me in there once a month. The old man, 70 years old, and one is 80 to two friends. And he's telling, let me see how strong you are. You are a young man, my grandfather, my grandson says, but he's so strong. He still get up 3 o'clock at that time and take bath, not by hot water, but just normal water. Take bath and read Gita, all these things. Then he won't eat even anybody cooking, even his wife cooking, no. Mm-hmm. When he was very sick, one of them, he said, I asked my daughter to cook for me. Otherwise, I cook my own, so that I don't want to be affected by others' consciousness. This is sadhu. This is still this sort of family there in India. Whether South India or North India or West or East India, people are still strictly follow. As a whole, still the potency in India, still anybody want to make advance, they should come to India. Even staying, he can make advance. Doesn't matter. But because of modern type days influence, we have been affected by it. Any question? Any comment? You know, this is very purifying. Early in the morning you chant, we may not have time, though we may chant Hare Krishna. But many cases you get up early, you don't go to bed in time, then maybe forcing, then not chanting also nicely, maybe falling asleep. Not properly chanting. Maybe see how many rounds let's see. Maybe 1 hour gone, maybe 4 rounds done. Why? Then he fell asleep most of it. He walks sometime, pour water. Anyway, go ahead. But time is, I think. Shall we carry on? 10 to 9. Any question? Any comment? Kalguru Postache? Loka. Any question? Any question? Anubam, Vikas? Anybody any question? Comment? Sun is still not that hot. Huh? Yeah. Go ahead. Then. Is that okay? Can you
know? Thus, it is more attractive to the higher transcendentalists who participate in the eternal pastimes of the Lord in forms of the personality of Godhead other than Sri Krishna and Baldeva. There is no facility for intimate personal contact as in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. As Braj Bhumi, at Braj Bhumi.
What is the difference between Krishna's quality and other God's incarnation's quality? What is the Krishna is distinct? He has got two more.
Four.
He has got four distinct qualities. Who can tell? Raise hand one by one, each person one. Amen. You tell one.
Plays the flute.
Plays the flute. It's called Rupam. It's called Benu Madhoch. Benu. He says so attractive Krishna's Benu. His flute, he makes sound, you know, a transcendental sound. One from the ladies, you tell.
Leela Madhurya.
Leela Madhurya. Krishna has a wonderful pastime here. So much so that the gopi said he's like a nectar. Tabakatham nitam. He's like a nectar to the people, those are miserable in this, suffering in this material world. So two. Other men who raise hand? You tell one. Rupa Madhurya, Krishna's beauty. In this material, everybody is attracted, infatuated by the Gandharva. Man, woman are attracted. Every 8 will have 400 feet. The biggest, strongest attraction. But somebody can have a little bit, have got a higher taste. Krishna's Rupa Madhurya, which is compared to Kandarpa, that is a million times more beautiful than the Kandarpa, which causes attraction between between opposite gender. And so, more you become attracted to Krishna consciousness, more you experience the beauty of Krishna consciousness, more you become slackened his attraction towards opposite, which is very difficult. Nobody can deny this thing, that I am not attracted towards opposite. Anybody there, please raise her. At least we are honest. At least we are honest. We have got hope. So there is three, na? Fourth one, one of the ladies. Any other? Do you know? No, don't try to. Guna Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya. Rathi
Madhurya.
Rathi Madhurya.
Loving relationship.
Mellow.
Rasam.
Is that four?
Guna Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Rasam.
Mellow. Mellow, he has got servant
So in English, corresponding English?
Corresponding English, we will say. You tell, you are Bhojo. I ask.
The flute,
yes, playing the flute. Krishna's flute, distinct, Madhurya.
Then he perform Rasa Lila, Madhurya
Raja. Yes, not only necessarily Rasa Lila, any husband, servant and master is also. Yeah. It's a mellow, Madhurya of the mellow. Then other? Lila, pastime. The three, fourth?
Beautiful form.
Beautiful form. Rupa Madhurya. Any other thing to discuss? Meet.
The transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are not newly accepted. As argued by some less intelligent persons, his pastimes are eternal and are manifested in due course once in a day of Brahmaji.
Can anybody compare Brahma's one day and our day relating to Bhagavad Gita's one verse? Who can? I am going to say Bhagavad Gita bharsta bolta hobe slokta. Brahma's one day and what is in terms of our years time? The Bhagavad Gita verse. No, Bhagavad Gita verse.
Sahasra yuga paryantam.
Everybody?
Sahasra yuga paryantam.
Rajat
brahmano vidu.
Okay. At least this one he says. He is a, there is a important ISKCON person who are taking prasad. Temple president. He and Nikhil took initiative. He is a one temple. He is a Darpalli. Giridhari Kunj in charge. two and a half acre. Acre?
Yeah.
Huh? Three. We have got no, 3 acres. Now we have got land. Some of you might have gone to a Darpalli center. You have got huts. You and temple room one. He is in charge. Yeah.
What
is
going next time?
Yeah, this winter will go sometime. Anybody can come. There, our life will be like Vrindavan. Vrindavan life means eating, sleeping, kind of very simple prasad and harikatha. Chanting, dancing also.
There is Giriraj also.
And Giriraj also. There is Giriraj there. Local Giriraj. And there is Baraha there at night. Come, rabbits. Cows. Peacocks there. This is Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
Govardhan. Big Govardhan. Of course, not only one, many Govardhan. That go dry sometimes, that jhama. Huh?
Scorpion.
Scorpion. Lizard. Nice, you like. Very nice. Some of you have gone there. Now, did?
With pastime.
Today will be also too much crowd in the Prasadam hall. Like, Ajgeo Gaurik Bhirabe. Do you want to go first or go, don't mind reading?
If pastimes are eternal and are manifested in due course, one of Brahmaji, as the sun rises on the eastern horizon at the end of every 24 hours. Translation. The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely passion, goodness and ignorance. And just for the material world's creation, maintenance and destruction, he accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefits from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. Purpose. That Lord Shri Krishna, by his plenary part, should be rendered devotional service, as explained above, is confirmed by his statement. Lord Shri Krishna and all his plenary parts are Vishnu Tattva, or the Lordship of Godhead. From Shri Krishna, the next manifestation is Baldeva. From Baldeva is Sankarshan. From Sankarshan is Narayan. From Narayan, there is a second Sankarshan. And from this Sankarshan, the Vishnu Purusha Avatara. Vishnu, or the deity of the quality of goodness in the material world, is a Purusha Avatara, known as Shiro Dakshai Vishnu, or Paramatma. Brahma is the deity of Rajas, passion, and Shiva of ignorance. They are the three departmental heads of the three qualities of this material world. Creation is made possibly by the goodness of Vishnu, and when it requires to be destroyed, Lord Shiva does it by the Tandav Nritya. The materialist and the foolish human beings worship Brahma and Shiva respectively. But the pure transcendentalist is the form of goodness, Vishnu, in his various forms. Vishnu is manifested by his millions and billions of integrated forms and separated forms. The integrated forms are called Godhead, and the separated forms are called the living entities or the Jivas. Both the Jivas and Godhead have their original
spiritual forms. What are the terms? Anybody knows Sanskrit? Jiva. Again,
but the pure transcendentally worship the form of goodness, Vishnu, in his various forms. Vishnu is manifested by his millions and billions of integrated forms and separated forms. The integrated forms are Godhead, are called Godhead, and the separated forms are called the living entities,
Vishnu
or
tattva,
the Jiva.
Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva.
Both the Jivas and Godhead have their original spiritual form.
No, one is called Sangsha, one is
separated.
Jivas are sometimes subjected to the control of material energy, but the Vishnu forms are always controllers of this energy. When Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, appears in the material world, he comes to deliver the conditioned living beings who are under the material energy. Such living beings appear in the material world with intentions of being lords, and thus they become entrapped by the three modes of nature. As such, the living entities have to change their material covering for undergoing different terms of imprisonment. The prison house of the material world is created by Brahma under instructions of the personality of Godhead. And at the conclusion of a kalpa, the whole thing is destroyed by Shiva. But as far as maintenance of the prison house is concerned, it is done by Vishnu. As much as the state prison house is maintained by the state, anyone therefore who wishes to get out of this prison house of material existence, which is full of miseries, like repetition of birth, death, disease and old age, must please Lord Vishnu for such liberation. Lord Vishnu is worshipped by devotional service only. And if anyone has to continue prison life in the material world, he may ask for relative facilities for temporary relief from the different demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra or Varuna. No demigod, however, can release the imprisoned living being from the conditioned life of material existence. This can be done only by Vishnu. Therefore, the ultimate benefit may be derived from Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. Next translation. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood, and fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefit of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas. But goodness, sattva, is best because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. Purpose. As explained above, one can get relief from the conditioned life of material existence by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. It is further comprehended herein that one has to rise to the platform of the mode of goodness, sattva, so that one can be eligible for the devotional service of the Lord. But if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone, even from the platform of tamas, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. Sincere candidates must therefore approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march, and the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas or sattva. It is a mistake, therefore, to consider that worship of any quality or any form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally beneficial. Except Vishnu, all separated forms are manifested under the conditions of material energy. And therefore, the forms of material energy cannot help anyone to rise to the platform of sattva, which alone can liberate a person from material bondage. The uncivilized state of life or the life of lower animals is controlled by the mode of tamas. The civilized life of man with a passion for various types of material benefits is the stage of rajas. The rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of the absolute truth in the forms of fine sentiments in philosophy, art and culture, with moral and ethical principles. But the modes of sattva is a still higher stage of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing the absolute truth. In other words, there is a qualitative difference between the different kinds of worshipping methods as well as the respective results derived from the predominating deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu and Hara. Next translation. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. The purpose of performing religion is neither to profit by material gain nor to get simple knowledge of discerning matter from spirit. The ultimate aim of religious performance is to release oneself from material bondage and regain the life of freedom in the transcendental world, where the personality of Godhead is the supreme person. Laws of religion, therefore, are directly enacted by the personality of Godhead, and except for Mahajanas, or the authorized agents of the laws. No one knows.
According to scripture, there is some Mahajan. What is the number? Who will raise hand? How many?
12.
Each of you which you raise hand, tell one name.
Bhishma.
Bhishma.
Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
Nagmuni.
Hari up.
Bali Chakra. Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj bola. Yamra. Kapila.
Four Kumaras.
Janak. Huh?
Kumara, yes.
Vayashaki.
Say Brahman, Lord Shiva.
Who is speculating?
Shiva. Shakadeva.
Swayam.
Janak.
Janak. Pallad. 12 there?
Pallad.
12 bola?
Shambhu.
Janak Kumara.
No, koi bola nahi.
Janak Kumara.
Lord Brahman.
Shiva ko bol koi bola nahi. You told. Kumar koi bola?
Bola.
Manu koi bola? Kapila koi bola?
Manu. Main bola Kapila and Manu.
Ek aur koi bola? Manu koi bola?
Nahi bola.
Nahi bola. Ek baat tha. Theek hai. Prahlad koi bola?
Maine bola.
the authorized agents of the Lord. No one knows the purpose of religion. There are 12 particular agents of the Lord who know the purpose of religion, and all of them render transcendental service unto Him. Persons who desire their own good may follow these Mahajanas and thus attain the supreme benefit. Translation. Those who are serious about liberation are certainly non-envious and they respect all. Yet they reject the horrible and ghastly forms of the demigods and worship only all blissful forms of Lord Vishnu and His primary portion, purpose. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is the original person, of the Vishnu category, expands himself in two different categories, namely integrated plenary portions and separated parts and parcels. The separated parts and parcels are the servitors, and the integrated plenary portions of Vishnu Tattvas are the worshipful objects of service. All demigods who are empowered by the Supreme Lord are also separated parts and parcels. They don't belong to the categories of Vishnu Tattva. The Vishnu Tattvas are living beings equally as powerful as the original form of the personality of Godhead. And they display different categories of power in consideration of different time and circumstances. The separated parts and parcels are powerful by limitation. They don't have unlimited power like the Vishnu Tattvas. Therefore, one should never classify the Vishnu Tattvas or the plenary portions of Narayana, the personality of Godhead, in the same categories with the parts and parcels. If anyone does so, he becomes at once an offender by name Ashandi. In the age of Kali, many foolish persons commit such unlawful offense and equalize the two categories. The separated parts and parcels have different positions in the estimation of material powers, and some of them are like Kal Bhairava, Shamshan Bhairava, Shani, Mahakali and Chandika. These demigods are worshipped mostly by those who are in the lowest categories of the modes of darkness or ignorance. Other demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Surya, Ganesha and many similar deities are worshipped by man in the mode of passion, urged on by the desire for material enjoyment.
But those who are actually situated in the mode of goodness, Sattvaguna, of material nature, worship only Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattvas are represented by various names and forms, such as Narayan, Damodar, Vaman, Govinda, and Adokshada. The qualified Brahmans worship the Vishnu Tattvas represented by the Shaligram Shila, and some of the higher castes like the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas also generally worship the Vishnu Tattvas. Highly qualified Brahmans situated in the modes of goodness have no grudges against the mode of worship of others. They have all respect for other demigods, even though they may look ghastly like Kal Bhairav or Mahakali. They know very well that these horrible features of the Supreme Lord are all different servitors of the Lord under different conditions. Yet they reject the worship of both horrible and attractive features of the demigods, and they concentrate only on the forms of Vishnu because they are serious about liberation from the material conditions. The demigods, even to the stage of Brahma, the supreme of all the demigods, cannot offer liberation to anyone. Hiranyakashipu underwent a severe type of penance to become eternal in life, but his worshipable deity, Brahma, could not satisfy him with such blessings. Therefore, Vishnu and none else is called Mukti Path, or the personality of Godhead, who can bestow upon us Mukti, liberation. The demigods, being like other living entities in the material world, are all liquidated at the time of annihilation of the material structure. They are themselves unable to get liberation, and what to speak of giving liberation to their devotees. The demigods can award their worshippers some temporary benefit only, and not the ultimate one. It is for this reason only that candidates for liberation deliberately reject the worship of the demigods, although they have no disrespect for any one of them.
Go ahead.
Those who are in the most of passion and ignorance worship the forefathers. Other living beings and the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activities, for they are urged by a desire to be materially benefited with women, wealth, power and progeny. Perfect. There is no need to worship demigods or whatsoever category if one is serious about going back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that those who are made after material enjoyment approach the different demigods for temporary benefits, which are meant for men with a poor fund of knowledge, who should never desire to increase the depth of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment should be accepted only up to the point of the bare necessities of life, and not more or less than that. To accept more material enjoyment means to bind oneself more and more to the miseries of material existence. More wealth, more women, and false aristocracy are some of the demands of the materially disposed man, because he has no information of the benefit derived from Vishnu worship. By Vishnu worship, one can derive benefit in this life as well as in life after death. Forgetting these principles, foolish people who are after more wealth, more wives and more children worship various demigods. The aim of life is to end the miseries of life and not to increase them. For material enjoyment, there is no need to approach the demigods. The demigods are but servants of the Lord. As such, they are duty-bound
to supply necessities of life in the form of water, light, air, etc. One should work hard and worship the Supreme Lord by the fruits of one's hard labor for existence, and that should be the motto of life. One should be careful to execute occupational service with faith in God in the proper way, and that will lead one gradually on the progressive march back to Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna, when he was personally present at Braj Dham, stopped the worship of the demigod Indra and advised the residents of Braja to worship by their business and to have faith in God. Worshipping the multi-demigods for material gain is practically a perversity of religion. This sort of religious activity has been condemned in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam as Kaitav Dharma. There is only one religion in the world to be followed by one and all, and that is the Bhagavad Dharma, or the religion which teaches one to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else. Vasudeva Paraveda,
Vasudeva Paraveda,
Vasudeva Paramatha,
Vasudeva Paramatha,
Vasudeva Parayoga,
Vasudeva Parayoga,
Vasudeva Parakriya,
Vasudeva Parakriya,
Vasudeva Paramgyanam,
Vasudeva Paramgyanam,
Vasudeva Paramtapa,
Vasudeva Paramtapa,
Vasudeva Parodharma,
Vasudeva Parodharma,
Vasudeva Paragati,
Vasudeva Paragati.
Translation. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. His supreme knowledge and all severe austerities are performed to know Him. Religion, dharma, is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life. Purpose. That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is the only object of worship.
How big purport? 920. Huge purport. Any question or comment? 920. Today, finish here? This time? Good? Go take prasada. I think no question, comment. So what we discuss, let a little revise. So most confidential Krishna gave instruction to Arjuna. Who knows, raise hand. Either meaning or the verse. Either of them at least know. Just don't talk. So you see, this is very bad. For nothing I am giving class and attending here so many days. You have to just take it seriously. I won't be coming all the time. Neither be class. You don't see good response. You have to come feedback. Otherwise I don't feel like coming and giving class. This is our life and soul. What is the use of making relation with somebody? Just like a promise, he has got a responsibility. So there should be some reciprocation. Only four or some out of so many is raising. Hey, please put it on. Now the four, say, and the four C part says, who knows, let me see. At least either translation or the English. How many of them? No, raise hand. Four seed verse. Chatte Bhagavad Gita. Jyoto kuchu gyana choi chatte slokir monte monta bolo dicche. Pejano. Chatte. And so, this is also hardly anybody knows. Just 50 hand raise. That means, you take initiation just a sentimental. You know, serious. Isn't that very good sign? Next year you may go for Parikrama, you may enjoy, but I won't give class now. You don't remember, I have already, Ramanuja has got some verses of Bhagavad Gita. You should remember. There is remembering Krishna also saying. You don't come, you come to Mangala Arati, you should know the purpose. Purpose is to, you may so they easily remember Krishna. Any of the form of Gaurinita, Radha Krishna, Radha Samsunda. If not, thinking of some of the verses, thinking of what you discuss, we discuss all remembering this. Otherwise, idle brain means I am thinking something else. This is a farce, taking initiation. Initiation means he should serve you. And he will also do something. Otherwise, he has to suffer, and what to speak of him? Please be serious. You know, this is serious. Diksha, spiritual life means serious. What else? We discuss. So how many now remember? At least one Mahajan. Raise hand, let me see. Vishaka, what is the Mahajan's name? Hey, don't ask, mother. No. দেখি প্রদ্যুম্ন একটা মহাজের নাম বলো মহেশ যোগী মহারিষি মহেশ যোগী
ভোলানাথ
ভোলানাথ স্বয়ম্ভু বলা
স্বয়ম্ভু
Shambhu, Shambhu.
Shambhu.
Of course, right, anyway. Not everybody raised hand. Not very good. What else? What are the other important things we discuss? Aja, how many of you know that Bhart saying that is the formula for peace? And Lord is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme controller, he is the best supreme friend. Knowing this, great sages have got peace. Then we see, this is also Prabhupada many times. How many of you know this verse? Or
peace formula.
Peace formula, as you say. You want to become a bhakta. These are minimum things required. Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita is ABC. That you will prove.